Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Emily Kringle, who is dietitian and food service director at the Cass County Memorial Hospital. And good morning to you, Emily.
Good morning, LaVon. Nice day.
Oh, yes, another nice day, and we're all enjoying all of them. And saying nice days, we're going to talk about food safety, keeping ourselves, healthy related to food, but not the vitamin part this time. We're going to talk about safety. And one of the things I wanted to start right out with was grilling, because, you know, we often think grilling season is over. Not for a lot of people.
No, a lot of people grill year-round. We do at home, and especially people that have gas grills where it's very convenient to start them. It's a year-round project.
Yeah, absolutely. A lot of people have some protected area or whatever, but anyhow, wherever it's at, it's good stuff. But one of the things I just recently had a question about was having the finished product, the cooked product, put back on the same plate that they brought out the raw meat on.
Right. A lot of us make that mistake. And the reason you're cooking things on the grill or anywhere is to really cook them enough to kill the bacteria that's there. And every meat has bacteria in it. So that's why we cook it. So when you put it back on that platter, you're recontaminating it. So that is not a good thing to do. So that when the meat goes out to the grill, that platter should come back in and be washed, or use a different one to bring it back in. Related to that cooking, we should be sure we all have a thermometer to make sure that you are cooking that food to the proper temperature. And there's some very nifty little skinny thermometers to check a beef patty or a fork that has a thermometer on it. So there's
those are instant read, correct? You just put it in?
Yes, yes. So I think, but a lot of times we see that where we cook something and recontaminate it. That could happen in your own home too.
Okay, and saying in your own home, we're going to come back to some other items, of course. Doesn't all this food safety problems, food poisoning, et cetera, happen in restaurants?
A lot of people think it does, and it does, but by far the majority of foodborne illness occurs in our own homes. And we probably just brush it off as having a touch of the stomach flu, but it might have been related to food that had gone bad or wasn't handled correctly. What I was thinking about is, say, Thanksgiving time, where you put a turkey on a cutting board to get it ready to go in the oven, and then you cook that, and then you don't really wash that board so well and bring that cooked turkey back onto the board.
And talking about turkey, you know, there are so many ways I used to get questions about, well, what about the turkey, putting it in a paper bag? What about putting it in the oven the night before and all those kinds of things? You have a basic recommendation for cooking turkey?
My main thing is food should not be in the dangerous temperature zone for over 2 hours. And that's like room temperature to 120. So how long does it take for that turkey to get up to that hot? Mm-hmm. And that's one of the reasons we often say don't put the stuffing in the turkey, because that insulates it more and the stuffing may not get hot enough.
Mm-hmm. Okay, some other items that, you know, we get into habits in how we clean our cupboards and take care of things. Are there some things there that just kind of everyday things that we maybe need to kind of check ourselves out on?
Well, one of the things that is a kind of a pet peeve of mine, but I still sometimes am guilty of this, is that famous dishcloth that sits on the counter. We use it to dry our hands, wash the dishes, sweep up something that fell on the ground, and then we just dry another dish with it. So I think that's one thing. In fact, here at the hospital, we cannot use, we cannot dry things. We have to let them air dry. So some people say use paper towels so you don't have that recontaminated cloth all the time. Another way to kind of help that is to let it air dry before you use it again, or just wash those very often in hot water.
And same thing with sponges and dish rag. Most of us call them dish rags. I don't know. Some people really like the sponges. Others don't. But there's another place that we clean up things. And if it's warm, you know, and you leave it all scrunched up, man, bacteria love it.
And that, just think about that texture of a dish, of a sponge. That's just perfect for things to grow in. And it's very hard to get those clean. So they need to be rinsed out in very hot water and let dry.
And what about microwave? I keep hearing this little hint, you can put them in the microwave.
I'm not familiar with that. Perhaps I'd be afraid I'd microwave it too hot and I'd have a bundle of melted stuff. But
and a mess in your microwave. So check that out before you do that. Some other things. Now, during the summer, of course, we buy groceries, we take them home. Perhaps we run other errands and so on. Now it's getting a little cooler. Perhaps that's not quite such a problem. But, again, any recommendations there in terms of purchasing and transporting food?
Well, one of the biggest things is that dangerous temperature zone for two hours. Now, of course, crackers and flour, that doesn't matter. But even fresh vegetables, fresh fruit, especially ones that are cut, need to be refrigerated within 2 hours. Mm-hmm. We used to never worry about fresh fruits and vegetables. They weren't something that we associated with foodborne illness. We always thought about meat or things we would mix together, but not spinach, melon, cantaloupe. So now it's really important, like tomatoes, melon, to wash the outside well and before you cut into it. And it would probably be best not to store that with the peel on. Get rid of that peel because that's where the contaminant would be. When you're picking fresh vegetables at the store, at the farmer's market, perhaps a pepper or a tomato that still has the stem on it is safer than the one that's off because that's then broken into the inside of the food.
Good little hint there. But now when you say wash well, does that mean we have to use Clark's bleach soak them and all that kind of stuff?
No, you can just rinse them off with water, running water. Yeah, you don't have to put soap and water on them. And now some people want a brush, and that would be okay, but you don't need to use soap, water, Clorox, any of that stuff, no.
Just some good running water. Okay, other things that you've had questions about or that you want to mention?
Well, I've had people ask me about this, and I've kind of observed it. Sometimes people think as long as it's stored under the right conditions, that it's good forever. And that probably isn't a good rule to follow, especially for salads, things you've made. We have a rule here at the hospital, 3 to 4 days of a salad, it's gone. No matter if we've touched it, if it stayed in the refrigerator, it just doesn't keep that long. And where we would really get in trouble, you might do this at home, is you save a little potato salad or coleslaw and you have some more you're making fresh, don't put those two together. Get rid of the old before you start a new batch.
Okay. I want to go back to meat for a minute because we talked about grilling, but this would be inside too, and you were talking about temperature. Some people don't understand the difference between a steak and ground meat and that they need to be treated differently.
Exactly. Ground meat has so much surface area because it's been ground, and it's a great home for bacteria to grow. So that is why it's more important to cook ground beef or any ground pork. What we often say is cook until the juices run clear. So you don't want that rare hamburger.
Okay, but it's okay to have a rare steak.
Yes, because it doesn't have as much bacteria contamination.
Yeah, we've cooked the outside of that, and the inside doesn't need to be cooked. And you were mentioning thermometers, and I find most of those thermometers have a little case or something that has the degrees right on it.
Yes, almost everyone does. And but related to that, there's a great website, Fightback, and it's just www.fightback.org, and it has information, those exact temperatures on that. It has lots of very easy to understand information. It's developed for the home kitchen homer.
For all of us. I do notice that it, when it's Fight Back, they forgot the K on there, that we're missing the K. So it's F-I-G-H-T, fight, and then BAC.org. And so, when you do have questions, that is a good place to go check it out. And any last advice for Emily?
One thing, I guess we're a ways off, but I always think about Thanksgiving dinner. And for some people, it's a tradition. They have all this food. They cook this meal. And that food sits out all day long, and they just eat on it. They don't put the food away. It might be from 1 till 8 o'clock at night. And I just don't think that's a very good thing. First of all, for me, it's a good chance to overeat, but also that chance of that food being in that dangerous temperature zone and the bacteria growing. Put the leftovers away and then bring it out later and reheat it if you want.
And you know, people say, well, we never got sick, Emily, but again, maybe they did and they didn't realize it was from that particular meal because, and we're running out of time, but people react differently. Not everybody's going to get sick at the same time.
No, that is exactly right. That is exactly right.
Well, if people have questions, as we said, go to this site, www.fightback.org, or I think you're willing to take a question on the phone.
Yes, that would be fine to call me here at the hospital. The hospital phone number is 243-3250 and ask for Emily Kringle.
All right. Thank you very much, Emily Kringle, for visiting with us about kind of our everyday lives. And until next time, remember that every day contains those precious moments.